Welcome to Any Questions. This is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel, and I get to greet you this week because it is time once again for WAMC's very own Ian Pickus to ask me some questions. Ian, how you hanging in?
It's an interesting time, but nice to have a little bit of fun on a Friday night. But before we can do this week's show, why don't you clear up the challenge from last time?
I said, start with the phrase, takes a trip. Rearrange the letters to spell a six-letter word for a type of waterway and a four-letter word for part of a landmass. What are the words? Well, if you rearrange those letters, you can spell straight, S-T-R-A-I-T, and peak.
All right, Mike. Well, during the pandemic and the protests this week, some things got lost in the shuffle a little bit, including your birthday.
Wait, what?
Unless you've stopped counting. As a belated birthday present, all of this week's correct answers will be made up by letters in the word belated.
Okay.
Nixon Kennedy, Gore Vidal, William F. Buckley, Lincoln Douglas, for example.
Each of those, if I remember my history correctly, each of those is an example of a debate.
That's right. And as someone who sometimes produces debates here, let me tell you about the format for the Lincoln Douglas Senate debates. They did seven debates. The first candidate would speak for 60 minutes, the other for 90 minutes, and then the first would rebut the other candidate for another half hour. The only word in the title of the 1859 book that begins, "It was the best of times, it was the worst of times, it was the age of wisdom, it was the age of foolishness," that fits this category.
So the book you are referring to is the Charles Dickens novel, A Tale of Two Cities, and the one that fits the category is Tale.
Nicely done. Number three, Kuiper or Van Allen, astronomically speaking.
I have a friend who has a dog named Kuiper, and he named it after the Kuiper belt.
Great job. And the Van Allen belts are named for James Van Allen of the University of Iowa, who identified the zones of charged particles held magnetically around a planet. You have to go much further out from Earth for the Kuiper belt. The Kuiper belt was named for the Dutch astronomer and is found between Neptune and Pluto in what NASA calls a cosmic donut of icy objects around the sun.
Cosmic donut.
Thank you, Space Homer. Number four might be my favorite this week. Word that briefly described Chaz Newby, Stu Sutcliffe, and Pete Best.
I'm not sure, to be honest, that I knew that that first name fit into this category, but I did know that the other two were at one point a Beatle.
That's right. Early days of the Beatles. And sadly, Sutcliffe played bass and sang in the band, and he died of a brain hemorrhage at age 21, not long after leaving the Beatles in 1961 to focus on his art career. Can you name the other four? All right. And finally, this Atlanta-based company's slogans over the years have included the current Keep Climbing, Hospitality and Service from the Heart in the 1950s, and way back in 1929, Speed, Comfort, and Safety.
Ah, Atlanta is a clue, isn't it? Because of the massive, crowded airport that is down there, that is Delta.
You're right, and I could have used a number of other slogans, but they mostly say the word Delta in them. Well, Mike Nothnagel went 5 for 5 this week. It's a belated birthday present to our resident quizzer. How well did you do? Let us know. quiz@wamc.org.
And after you have finished watching me open my belated birthday presents, head on over to wamc.org/anyquestions to revisit those things that Ian just asked me. I believe there will probably be some extra credit over there as well, and a challenge. Ian.
Two items commonly associated with birthdays both begin with the U.S. postal abbreviation for which state? Name the state and name the two items. Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets, and another year older. Mike, you get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back at the same time next week.
We will see you soon.